Union Mobile.
KP2HXS Mobile listening.
N4MMW.
Hello, Jimmy. How are you? How are you? How are you? What you doing today?
I went to tweaking on a mini split. You don't have one of those adapters for those things, do you? The valve on it's just a little bigger than my hose is.
I do. Actually, I've got several. That's the 5/16 to quarter.
16. Are you at home or where are you at?
I'm actually on my way to the radio station for the interview, but I'll be heading down Highway 14, and I do have my tool bag in the vehicle here with me, so if you want to meet me on 14 somewhere, I'm going to be taking 14 and I'll hook over to 101 there in town. You make that left turn by Crescent, and then I'll be heading down 101. What part of the town are you in?
We're fixing to come up on the red light's here in Greer. I'm turning around and going back to 14.
Okay, whereabouts are you? I'm not sure where Applebee's is. Is that on Wade Hampton?
Yeah, I'm headed back. I'm not too far from 14. So I'll meet you somewhere on 14.
Oh, how about that Walgreens right there in the corner of 14 and Wade Hampton?
Work.
Okay, cool. Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I've got those adapters in my bag. You can, I have ones that are angled and I got a couple that are straight.
Now that's something I got to get if I keep up with this thing.
Well, I've got several of the angled ones if we just take two, you know.
See what you got. Coming up on McDonald's now.
Oh, okay. You're there by the, what the heck is that, Extension Road there? I forget what the name of it is. Yeah. You'll be at Walgreens right before me.
Coming by Benson Dodge.
Come on here. Come on now. Give me a break.
Here in Greer, y'all know all this right here on 29.
Come on now. Give me a break. I use GPS more than anything else.
Wife drive and you be more observant of what's around instead of being focused on the road.
Well, funny as you say that, my wife does do most of the driving when we're together.
Walgreens, I'll see you here at the parking lot in just a minute. N4MMW Mobile.
God, I'm laughing too hard. I can't even see my calls. KV2HXS, be there shortly.
Thank you, KJ4WZM. How are you?
I'm doing good, friend. The truck's cool from where I came from, and it feels nice.
You know how Chris KJ4GJG is doing?
Real good right now. He doesn't have a radio system. I got everything at the house because he's moved around a few times, but he's gotten stable now, and I might put a radio back at his house one of these days.
He'll drive trucks, or did he get out of that? I remember a while back when he first got his CDL. I'm just curious.
Driving a truck, the company's called On Time. And they move those containers around over here, Greer. That's what he's doing now.
Oh, yeah, my CDL. I got it a year and a half ago. I worked for a Greenco Beverage Company in Cherrydale. Before that, I was East Coast Regional working for Hawk Trailers in Marietta.
Don't do it. Don't drive on the road. I did it for 25 years with Allied. I was an owner-operator. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. No, I'm kidding. KB2HXS. Hey, congratulations. You got it a year and a half ago.
On track sometime, too. Eventually, I'm thinking about going and doing hazmat and driving tankers. That way I can save up better and buy my own truck a little quicker that way.
Yeah, if you get that hazmat condition on your license, you can about name your price.
About $100,000 a year is what those guys make, give or take, literally. Some will make as little as $75,000, some will make $110,000 or slightly better.
That's right. Okay, let me take standby with you. He's pulling up here beside me. I don't want to tie him up because he might be in a hurry. So I'll talk to you later. N4MMW, be clear.
Along with KB2HXS, be clear.
I'll be around KJ4WEM Mobile.